B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast. Helping you catch up on what you missed.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. All right, we got to get LaTanya Lark on the phone here. LaTanya, I saw the story about you. LaTanya lives out in Savannah, Kara. Uh-huh. And tell us what happened to you. You were on the road, you're driving.
We had just finished up doing some errands and was going on our way to Walmart. And I'm driving and I see out the corner of my eye, I see what looked like a brick was coming across the lanes. Oh. So I tell my brother, I said, oh my God, there's a brick. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I slowed down because I didn't want it to hit the car. But it went through the car. Anyway, all you heard was just like, bam, this loud, like explosion. And then, you know, I looked at my brother and I was like, because he was covered in glass. And luckily, he covered up so that it didn't, like, go inside his face or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And the turtle was stuck. But I didn't know it was a turtle. I didn't know what it was. I really thought it was a brick until the legs dropped out. And then when the legs dropped down, that kind of freaked me out.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I was like, oh, my God, what is that? You know what I mean?
Bricks don't have legs. You know,
and like even like a turtle, like turtle legs are the nastiest legs. I mean, I'm not, no offense to the turtle community, but they're the ugliest legs.
Exactly. I'd be, and it's funny because everybody laughed at me because I thought it was an alien. You know what I mean? I didn't know what it was. You know what I mean? And whatnot. And it was like, you're not really thinking straight, you know? And, you know, but I was mainly concerned because the glass was coming in on my brother. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So at this point, you know, I'm freaking out, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, you know, what is this thing that's in this windshield? And then he turns around, he says, LaTanya, that's a turtle. I said, mm-hmm. No, it cannot be a turtle. I said, why would a turtle be in our windshield? He said, it's a turtle.
This is, like, you've heard of the tortoise and the hare, right? You know how the tortoise goes real slow?
Yeah.
I mean, what better way to speed up to the hare than to get a ride on a car that's going 55?
Well, how did...
I slowed down when I did because the police officer said that if I had not slowed down, and being that my window is like, it's like a special windshield or whatever like that, mm-hmm. If that turtle would have went through, it could have decapitated him.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, from because the side, right?
Because of the way the shell is, you know? So I was really kind of shooken up about that.
Kara asked a good question, and that is, how do we think the turtle got from the road to the windshield?
Yeah, how was that turtle airlifted in the first place?
We think that something ran over it, maybe in the southbound lane. Mm-hmm. Maybe something hit it, you know what I mean? And just didn't, like, run over it or something. You know, that's the only thing I can think, because the way it flew, you know, it just ejected.
So you're telling me the world is not like Super Mario Brothers. When you jump on the turtle, it doesn't just slide along the screen. It actually goes up.
Did you get a power up? Okay. For hitting
just changes the way I look at everything.
And then, afterwards, you can laugh about it. But, but of course, it was a funny what happened. Yeah. But it was like when the police got there, you know, they cited the turtle. You know, for the ex, I said, oh, what, he got insurance? You know, is he going to pay for this?
All right, LaTanya, thank you so much for sharing your story, and I'm glad that you and your brother are okay.
Absolutely.
And I'm only saying this because I'm sure people are wondering, her and her brother are okay.
Yeah.
Her and her brother are okay. Picking up what I'm throwing down?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm sorry. It's very tragic.
Tad and Drex are keeping you up to date with everything you need to know. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
Sponsored by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters. 626, partly cloudy, scattered showers, storms this afternoon. 84 for a high, already at 72. What's up, Kara?
Well, Vice President Pence is coming to town today. Yes, again.
Wait, this is not Groundhog Day?
This is not Groundhog Day. This is not last Friday. I know he was just here. He was having lunch with Governor Kemp and doing some other things. But this time, he's actually going to be here attending a memorial service for Christian evangelist Ravi Zacharias. And then he's going to be meeting with some small business owners. I think he's going to be here for most of the day and all over Metro Atlanta. So he's going to land at Dobbins around 10, 10:30 this morning. And the service that he's going to is in Marietta. And then that afternoon, afternoon meeting will be somewhere in Buckhead. So just be prepared for that fun little presidential motorcade to shut down roads and highways and all that
Again,
stuff.
I don't understand why they don't take helicopters.
I know. I say the same thing every time. Like, fly into Dobbins, fine. Right. But they've got a helipad there. And,
knock yourself out.
You know, do your thing. But I guess there's not helicopter access everywhere you want to go.
For the vice president, I think we should make helicopter access. For, if it's going to free up traffic, we'll find a spot for you. We'll empty a couple of parking lots.
Well, I guess one of the good things is traffic hasn't been too terrible lately. So right. I guess something like this would just make it normal traffic, right?
Yeah, normal Friday during normal times. This
is
would
a nightmare
be Armageddon.
Anyways.
You know
exactly.
That. Right.
You ready for a good feeling?
Yes, please.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I think every kid has had fun making a friendship bracelet, even if it was just for mom. But one Dunwoody 10-year-old has been making all kinds of cool bracelets using her gift cards from her birthday and Christmas to donate to healthcare professionals. Her name is Bridget Quinn, and she told Channel 2 Action News she hopes these bracelets give the doctors and nurses just a little added pep in their step.
If they're in doubt with the patient, they can just look at their wrist and like, I can do this.
This was something that Bridget wanted to do herself. This was an idea that she came up with. It wasn't, you know, we've heard some of these stories where like mom gave them the idea or, right. you know, they saw it on TV. This was Bridget's idea. And she actually got to go over to the Winship Center over at Emory where her mother had been undergoing treatment for breast cancer since 2018. And even though they're not like in the trenches dealing with the coronavirus right now, there's still doctors and nurses that are dealing with really sick patients as well. So she wanted to make sure that all of those doctors and nurses got a bracelet and delivered them on Nurses Week. So cute.
I feel like such a slacker every time you have one of these stories.
I know.
Because I have a kid who's 5 years old. I am missing this opportunity to teach him about like giving back and cheering people up and all of that. And I mean, the child is an arts and crafts factory. I guess we could take some of his art projects that he's already done and start shipping them off to people. But the problem is that I don't want to give them up.
Oh.
I have a whole wing of my house dedicated to his. It's like a gallery at my house.
I love it. Well, you guys are getting ready to go on like a 14-hour road trip. So there's a fun activity that he can do while y'all are riding out.
Oh, no. He's getting an iPad like as a gift before the trip so that we can have the. So there's going to be lots of fruit ninja happening.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
All right, Sophia and Marietta.
Hey.
Hey. Are you ready?
Kara, why don't you get out of here?
All right, I like this.
I'm gone, Sophia. Good luck.
I didn't even have to ask. Kara's getting out of the studio. I'm going to ask Sophia 5 pop culture trivia questions. We're going to bring Kara back in here, ask her the same exact questions. Answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 cash of her own money. If she answers more right than you, she wins. All ties go to the house. Question one, Sophia. Elmo interviews Lil Nas X on a new talk show called The Not So Late Show on the newly launched HBO Max. Like Elmo's doing a talk show. What color is Elmo?
Red.
Question number two. Boston Marathon has officially been canceled. I mean, the Boston Marathon survived 2 world wars and the Spanish flu, but not coronavirus. Name an ingredient in clam chowder other than clams.
Potatoes.
Question number three. Vegetarian Carrie Underwood struggles with the fact that her husband Mike Fisher is a hunter. In addition to vegetables, what are you allowed to eat if you're a pescatarian?
Fish.
Question number four. Anna Kendrick says the number one thing she misses about quarantine is going to the movies. She starred in and performed the song Cups for what movie?
Pitch Perfect.
Question number five. In honor of Mental Health Month, Camila Cabello is sharing her struggle with OCD and anxiety. She was part of what girl group formed on The X Factor in 2012?
Girl group from 2012.
It's a girl group.
Oh.
I don't know that one.
Name a girl group.
I'm trying to think of, like, I'm like, well, girl groups. Is that still a thing?
Right. Why? I'm sorry. Person group. Women's group. All right. Bringing Kara back in. Let you know that you got four right, which is an excellent showing. These are not the easiest questions in the world. So now Kara comes in. You have to get four
in order
to tie her. Five to beat her.
Oh, no.
Same questions. Number one, Elmo is going to interview Lil Nas X on a new talk show on that new HBO Max.
Uh-huh.
And so Elmo's hosting a show called The Not So Late Show. What color is Elmo?
Elmo is red.
That is what Sophia said as well. That is correct. It's 1-1. The Boston Marathon's been canceled. Name an ingredient in clam chowder other than clams.
Milk.
Milk? Sophia said potatoes, could have said celery, pepper, bacon, onion, garlic, water. That is correct. It is 2-2. Number three, vegetarian Carrie Underwood struggles with the fact that her husband Mike Fisher is a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to vegetables, what are you allowed to eat if you're a pescatarian?
Fish.
Yes, fish or seafood. It's 3-3. Number four, Anna Kendrick says the number one thing she misses about quarantine, other than obviously hanging out with her family, is going to the movies. She starred in and performed the song Cups for what movie?
Pitch Perfect.
We have a 4-4 tie. Finally, let's see if Kara can beat you, Sophia, handedly. Final question. In honor of Mental Health Month, Camila Cabello's sharing her struggle with OCD and anxiety. Very proud of her for stepping forward and talking about that stuff. She was part of what girl group formed on X Factor in 2012?
Fifth Harmony.
Is correct. Final score, 5-4.
No.
Sophia, are you smarter than Kara?
Apparently not.
All right, don't feel bad because Kara's record now stands at 785 wins and only 27 losses.
Ooh. Sorry, Sophia.
98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Time to play Beat Shazam. This is where we give you 5 seconds, the first 5 seconds of a song. Drex and Kara go up against each other. Drex is out this week, but we have a classic. Okay? Because last year, Toy Story 4 came out, so we did Space. It just so happens almost a year to the day later, SpaceX launching 3:22 p.m. tomorrow. It's when it's scheduled for.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, I will not be watching it live with my 5-year-old because I'm still traumatized over what happened with Krista McAuliffe. However, we move on. We digress. This is an all-space Beat Shazam. The songs and stars of space, starting with Kara.
Is this the real life? Is this just...
That is Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Is the correct answer. And do you know why he is a star of space? Because his name is?
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
I like it. I like
right
it.
Over this. Drex, your first song?
Yes.
She packed my bags last night. Free flight.
So, I mean, Elton John, Rocket Man.
Is the correct answer.
Song? I like it.
I think it's going to be long, long.
Back over to Kara, Beat Shazam, the songs and the stars of space in honor of Buzz Lightyear, Toy Story 4. Here you go.
That is Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance.
Walk the Moon, correct. Right, 2-1. Kara is in the lead. Are you ready, Mr. Drex?
Oh, I'm beating Kara today.
Your next song.
Hey, hey, hey.
I got a condo in Manhattan.
That's Bruno Mars. It's not 24 Karat. Oh, gosh. Ugh, I'm blanking on the song.
Sorry, that's what I like.
Oh, Bruno Mars. Okay.
All right, are you ready? Back over to Karen, your chance to win on this song. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Come on.
That is Coldplay, Sky Full of Stars.
Correct.
Dang
Back
it.
Over to Drex. Let's see if you would have gotten this one.
Of course
one.
You
this
didn't give
the
me the
toughest.
Coldplay song. How dare you?
Ha!
She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. If I had more time, I feel like the pressure's on. I don't know it though.
Bananarama, Venus. Congratulations to Kara, winner by a lot.
I mean, you spanked me.
Of Beaches Ham.
Yeah.
All the stuff you need to know to start your day. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
Sponsored by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 720. All right. We have some sun and clouds, scattered showers, storms this afternoon. Kind of carbon copy of what it's been this week. 84 for a high. What's going on, Kara?
So yesterday, Governor Kemp extended his state of emergency through July 12th and made a couple of big adjustments to get some more businesses the chance to reopen.
Starting June the 1st, you can have gatherings of more than 25 people in a single location if you have at least 6 feet between each person.
So that means bars and nightclubs are going to be able to reopen. Summer schools and camps can start getting back together, and pro sports can do team activities. But live venues are still going to be closed, and that stay-at-home or shelter-in-place order is still in effect for the senior community and those that are in fragile health through June 12th.
These announcements that are made, these press conferences that are held are... You get into feeling that it's just kind of a waste of time because you have people who are, you know, taking it seriously, and then you have people who aren't. And the people who aren't are not really concerned about, wait a minute, how many of us are allowed? They're just out there. Did you see the video over the weekend?
Of the party?
Well, no, there's a party in the streets downtown Atlanta.
Oh.
This lady was on the back of a convertible twerking. People were going crazy.
Really?
The best part of the video is just before it ends, just before the camera shuts off, she's twerking, standing on the back of a convertible. It's when the light changes. And everybody, you hear a scream, you see her jump off the back of the convertible, and then it goes dark.
Oh, good Lord.
Phenomenal. Instant karma. She'll get you.
We need a good feeling now.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So the owner of Lily's Pharmacy in Johns Creek is Dr. Jennifer Shannon, and she was seeing and hearing all of the despair in her customers' voices. She's got a lot of the senior community that's been kind of stuck at home, and the only times that they're able to really get out is to go pick up their medicine, and then they're scared to go into the pharmacy because that's where sick people go, right? So she just kind of felt like she needed to do something, and she got her family in on it, and they started making these handmade cards that she could put in with the packages of their medication. So it was such a hit that she has gotten thousands of cards.
We get calls all at one time, just patients crying and saying, I was having such a dark day, and this little kid wrote a note and a heart that said, smile, it's going to be okay.
So like I said, it started with our kids and then it kind of grew. People saw what a great thing it was. And some of the people who had been receiving the cards were sending cards back to the kids as well. So if you want to create a card that will just be sent to a stranger and brighten their day, you can drop one off at Lily's Pharmacy in Johns Creek, or you can go to lilliespharmacy.com.
And by the way, if you're worried about going to a pharmacy, I know that, you know, I get my prescription at Walgreens. And I was very nervous about when my prescription was running out, getting it refilled and having to go into a pharmacy. And so they called to let me know that it was ready. And I was like, is there anything? And I said, oh, yeah, we have. We'll right now for free. We'll mail you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Your prescription. So it just shows up in the mailbox. And it's really nice the way that that works. So check with your pharmacy if you are nervous about going in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's no reason. I mean, even on a, even during good times, pharmacies,
I know.
You go, especially waiting around that counter back. I mean, God bless pharmacists.
Right?
People in that area. I would, like, I would be the worst pharmacist.
You would be in a hazmat suit 24/7.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Hey, hey, Nicole in Smyrna.
Hey.
Are we going to get Kara's money or what?
I hope so. Now I'm like, my brain is going crazy trying to think of what activity.
Don't worry about it. You either know it or you're not. And if you don't know it, then you guess. Why don't you kick her out of the studio?
Oh, get it. Bye. See ya.
Bye, Nicole. Good luck.
Good luck.
All right. You know the drill. 5 pop culture trivia questions. We'll ask you the questions with her standing outside the room. Then we'll call Kara back in. We'll ask Kara the same exact questions. It's simple. You answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Adding to the weird list of things that Grimes does, she just put a piece of her soul up for charity auction. What inventor did she just have a baby with?
Oh, my gosh.
A modern-day inventor. They're in the news all the time. Cars, SpaceX.
Oh, wait, isn't it like a, hold on, isn't it like some weird name? Like a...
Yes.
Elon Musk?
All right, question number two. FedEx fell for prank tweets about Lady Gaga after she said that she would personally be delivering her new album to fans. What two colors are the FedEx logo?
Oh, FedEx is orange and blue. Oh, dear God.
Question number three, rock star Alice Cooper picked up a new hobby while he's been stuck at home. This is either you know it or you don't. He's a tap dancer, or he's been tap dancing. How many metal plates are on a pair of tap shoes?
Two.
Question number four, the internet is now claiming that Cheerios taste better if you put them in the freezer for a while before adding milk. For years, Cheerios has been branded as claiming to lower your what? You eat Cheerios, it lowers your...
cholesterol? Can you not hear me?
Oh, no, I can. And question number five, Tom Hanks' uniform for A League of Their Own is going up for auction. What's his famous line in that movie?
Crying in baseball.
All right, let's bring Kara back in and let you know, unbelievably, you got 4 right. And she's going to be mad at me for helping you out on question number one. 4.
I'm sorry, I can see it in my...
That's okay. All right, 4 is the number to beat. Are you ready, Kara?
I'm ready.
Question number one, same questions. Adding to the weird list of things that Grimes does, she just put a piece of her soul up for charity auction. What inventor did she just have a baby with?
Elon Musk.
Correct answer. I mean, let me tell you, we just barely got that answer out on our side. Question number two, FedEx fell for a prank. Lady Gaga had said that she was going to personally deliver her new album to fans. What two colors are the FedEx logo?
They are red and blue.
No, you both got that one wrong.
What?
It's 1-1. The colors are purple and orange.
Purple and orange.
Question number three. Rockstar Alice Cooper picked up a new hobby while he's been stuck at home. This is that question that either you know it or you don't. He's been tap dancing. How many metal plates are on a pair of tap shoes?
There's 2.
Yes. Good job. It's tied up at 2-2. Kara, you got to win out here in order to avoid having to pay.
Yeah. Just keep going.
Or maybe get a tie. Number four, the internet is now claiming Cheerios taste better if you put them in the freezer for a while before adding milk. For years, they've been branding themselves as claiming to lower your what?
Cholesterol.
Correct answer. 3-3. Final question. Got to get this one right. Tom Hanks' uniform for A League of Their Own is going up for auction. What's his famous line in that movie?
There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball. Final score, 4-4.
Woo.
Nicole and Smyrna, are you as smart as Kara? Yes, you are. Do you get her money?
No,
you don't get her money. But
I know.
Great game, Nicole.
My kids are going to kill me. We play a game, FedEx. Anytime they see a FedEx truck, and I should know that answer.
Listen, tell your kids this is not a time to kill your mother. We're in a panic.
True story.
Okay, good job. 786 wins, 27 losses. Kara's current record. We'll play again Monday morning, 6:35, and again at 7:35.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.